G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
The United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, designated the period from 2022 to 2032 as the International Decade of Indigenous Languages to emphasize the urgency of preserving these languages. According to the 2020 census by the Brazilian Institute of Geography and Statistics, IBGE, Brazil currently comprises approximately 274 indigenous languages. However, scholars estimate that prior to European arrival, there were approximately 1,200 such languages. Language professor Minuro Agostinho Cruz, with expertise in Wapixana, has dedicated 12 years to working in the Tabalascada indigenous land in the state of Roraima. He takes pride in his role as an interpreter and translator, contributing to the community's well-being.
Muito importante pra gente, né? Assim, que a gente é reconhecido.
He says that, as educators, we're actively bolstering and celebrating our cultural heritage. Personally, I view my involvement as a meaningful contribution to my community. However, researcher Ana Sueli Arruda Câmara, who serves as the coordinator of the Indigenous Languages and Literatures Laboratory at the Institute of Letters, University of Brasilia, forecasts that within the next 50 years, approximately 20 indigenous languages in Brazil may face extinction. Câmara underscores the significance of declaring a decade dedicated to the indigenous languages, stressing that the necessity for concrete implementation strategy. The preservation of a language encompasses multifaceted considerations, including social dynamics, the aspirations of indigenous communities, and governmental commitment.
A comunidade decidir que ela quer retomar a língua ou que
according
ela
to her, merely relying on linguists and anthropologists is insufficient for language preservation. In my view, revitalizing a language requires active engagement of the entire community. This involvement could take various forms, such as intergenerational learning with children acquiring knowledge from their grandparents, or adults mentoring one another in a master-apprentice dynamic. Ultimately, the revival of a language hinges on its oral use and requires sustained and long-term effort. This is Fabio Flori reporting from the G20 newsroom in Brasilia.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.